The fruits of the Spirit.
While in my deepest health trial with the Lord, I lost my short and long-term memory for 2 years. I lost my identity. I was so weak and ill from failed surgery, coupled with the ills of 4 diseases, I experienced terror. Would I ever be able to study the Bible and remember anything again? I sat on a couch for 2 years and looked at the deck railing trying to stabilize my vertigo. No matter how many discourses I listened to, I couldn't remember anything. I was convinced I would not survive, and I wasn't going to depart without knowing what the fruits of the Spirit are. I wanted them written on my heart, but with no memory, how would I do that? I needed a system. What are the fruits of the Spirit? They are 9 Christ-like characteristics which grow in a humble person by the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God. Do you know the fruits of the Spirit? Are grace and wisdom fruits of the Spirit? No. Can you recite the fruits from Galatians 5:22-23? Let's read them from the New American Standard Bible. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. If you desire to memorize the fruits of the Spirit, here is what I, one really sick man, did to accomplish this. It took me 2 years. I used mental pictures and mental cues to recite and memorize these fruits. You may not like my method to memorize them. If you desire to memorize them a different way, by all means. Look at your handout. I divided the 9 fruits into groups of 4, and then below them, and then 3, below them, and then 2, below them. I first pictured 4 dots in my mind, and then 3 dots, and then 2 dots. Memorize 4, 3, and 2. What will you remember, brethren? 4, 3, and 2. If you want, repeat silently with me or aloud. I don't want to offend anybody here today. But see it in your mind from left to right. 4, 3, 2. I was thinking of dominoes when I could think of the 4, 3, 2. 4, 3, 2 totals 9. There are 9 fruits. The group of 4 fruits, look under your 4, are love, joy, and peace, patience. Find them. We keep love, joy as one word to memorize it, and peace, patience as one word. Your memory cue for 4 fruits only has 2 cues to remember. 1 cue for love, joy, 1 cue for peace, patience. What did I do? Sisters. Sister Tammy owns a pair of golf shoes. You will see them in this picture. Those golf shoes are called Lovejoy. That's the name of the manufacturer. Brothers, there is a power tool company in the United States called Lovejoy. Picture your favorite power tool and remember Lovejoy. Think about those in your mind. Golf shoes, power tools. Picture your item and say Lovejoy. Repeat after me. Lovejoy. Next, we have peace, patience. Both start with a P. We need 2 P's. What expression uses 2 P's? 2 P's in a pod. So that's our cue. We can go to 2 P's. So we use 2 P's in a pod for peace, patience. Say, love, joy, peace, patience. Congratulations. You almost know half of the fruits of the Spirit. Say love, joy, peace, patience.
Love, joy, peace, patience.
The first group of dots was 4. The next group of dots and everything below it is 3. We have 3 fruits. K for kindness, G for goodness, F for faithfulness. So we need one picture for three memory cues. We need something for K, G, and F. I used my dad, Brother Ken Furness, although I thought somehow I could get Kentucky Fried Chicken out of this, but I couldn't. So here's what I came up with. I have K for Ken, F for Ness, but I needed something for G. So on my mind, I said, Ken is a good man for Ness. Ken is a good man for Ness. KGF. Or if you like, if you're from Orlando, Ken Bob Goodman for Ness. So you're looking for KGF. So when you're driving in the car, you think, KGF. What was that again? KGF. So whether you picture my dad or my dad with Bob Goodman, those are your memory keys. Ken Goodman Furness. So on your handout, under three in the box, you'll see Ken. K is for kindness. Goodman. G is for goodness. Furness. F is for faithfulness. These all end in N-E-S-S. They're the Nesses. Kindness. Goodness. Faithfulness. I'm asking you now. K is for? G is for? F is for? Say love joy.
Love joy.
What is the picture in your mind?
Power tools.
Okay. Or power tools. Say peace, patience.
Peace, patience.
What's the picture in your mind?
Peace.
Golf shoes means?
Love.
Two peas in a pod is?
Peace.
Ken Bob Goodman Furness gives you what three cues? Man, you're better than I was. It took me 2 years. Okay. In your mind from left to right, you should have a group of four, then three, and now we're down to two. On your handout, under the two, this is how I did it. I said, one fruit you have to memorize, and one you will make a slogan. They are gentleness and self-control. And so for me, this is another Ness. It's another N-E-S-S. There's actually four of those Nesses. The fourth Ness, gentleness, you will memorize, and to do all these fruits, you need self-control. That's what I said to myself. The fourth Ness, gentleness, you will memorize, and to do all these, you need self-control. Repeat after me, silent or aloud. Gentleness you will memorize. And to do all these, you need self-control. Repeat after me. Gentleness you will memorize. And to do all these, you need self-control. In theory, with my little system here that took me 2 years to do, the only item to memorize was gentleness. And I thought that that was easier with all these memory cues. You gave yourself some images to associate your memory with to make learning the fruits of the Spirit easy. Let's try it one last time. In your mind, you're going to think 4, 3, 2. For the first four, say love joy. Say peace, patience.
Peace, patience.
We have KGF. Say kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
Kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
Say gentleness.
Gentleness.
And to do all these, you need
self-control.
Lord, bless us all as we write the fruits of the Spirit on our heart. 2 Peter 1:8. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. You will know them by their fruits, a favorite topic of Brother David Bruce. But guess what? While you will know them by their fruits, they will know you by your fruits. I better know what they are.